USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Robert Mueller will be speaking publicly on the Russia investigation. Despite the special counsel's vow not to follow up on last month's statement, he will comply with Democratic subpoenas to testify before two House committees, one of them the Intelligence Committee. Chairman Adam Schiff.
We look forward to his testimony. It will be an open session. Each of our members will have an opportunity to ask him questions.
President Trump spoke on Fox Business.
Our reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction. We had no collusion.
Mueller will testify on July 17th. The first Democratic presidential debate is happening tonight in Miami. Because there are so many candidates this time, the Democratic National Committee chose to randomly split the 20 candidates who qualified for the debate. 10 of them will face off tonight. The rest will appear on Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote, and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The military says two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. This happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Afghanistan in Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for all the soldiers that were around them.
Meantime, Iran's supreme leader says Iranians will not budge or change their stance following new U.S. sanctions targeting Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his associates. Recently, Iran quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium to be on a pace to break one of the nuclear deal's terms by tomorrow. Employees at online home furnishing retailer Wayfair in Boston are setting up for a walkout to protest the company's decision to sell $200,000 worth of furniture to a government contractor who runs a detention center for migrant children in Texas. This is the second attempt to get them to cancel their planned sale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The State Department says there's international condemnation against the government in Caracas that continues to spend millions of dollars on the country's military to keep dictator Nicolas Maduro in power and nothing on humanitarian aid. USA Radio's John Clemens has more on the story.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. Meanwhile, President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship is heading into the Caribbean and South America and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents, while Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
I'm John Clemens.
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over two state laws it says forces doctors to lie. The Center for Reproductive Rights filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Red River Women's Clinic and the American Medical Association over a measure that requires doctors to tell patients that a so-called medication abortion is reversible. Molly Duane is a staff member with the Center for Reproductive Rights and says the laws violate the First Amendment rights of doctors.
Physicians should be able to have open and honest conversations with their patients without interference from the government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.